Listening 54. She can write her name backwards. I believe that one day every word we hear on the radio, every phrase spoken on television, and every paragraph of writing in the newspaper will be advertising something. Spam won't be this annoying thing that we receive in our email. It will be all the communication we receive and absorb. This process is already occurring. A recent study has shown that young people now respond with more understanding towards a line of company logos than a normal paragraph of adverbs, adjectives, and nouns. This means that our alphabet might soon be replaced by a hieroglyphics of logos and company signs. Italian writer Elisa Lishan has written a book expressing her admiration for the only newspaper she says still has real stories in it, The Times of London. Her affection for this paper, she says, is based on the fact that if The Times has an article that is really a piece of advertising, they at least have the honesty to tell you. Times editorial staff have affirmed that this is the protocol they follow. Lishan has done a lot of important work in exposing those who don't inform you that they're advertising. "I've been working on this for ages," she said. "My agent suggested I write more fiction, but I believe it's vital I continue my work." The Italian writer, who speaks 8 languages fluently and can write her name backwards in Chinese, recently did an experiment in which she crossed out everything in a paper that wasn't an advert. "I was left with only one word," she continued. "Winkle picker." Lishan says she sees what lies ahead in the future and suggests that all advertising should be written in italics for easy distinction.